Tonight, the Durham School Board meets to further discuss its plans for reopening to in-person learning. Its hand was forced by Senate Bill 37, the legislation that mandates all districts offer in-person learning to families that want it. The bill was vetoed and stood up to a veto override effort last night. That leaves the fate of in-person learning in Durham in doubt. But during the process, the board surveyed parents about their preferences for in-person or continued remote learning. And as Cole Del Charco reports, parents in different situations are having to wrestle with their choices.
Remote learning has been a challenge for many, if not all, families. That's certainly been the case for the Bakers.
Hop off back here. Because...
Hold on just a second.
Hop off back here.
Ariana is 6 years old and lives with her mother, Stephanie, in Durham. Baker is able to work from home, but has to help Ariana do schoolwork while working herself.
And I tell people all the time, I was like, I don't think God intended for me to parent this many hours a day. I don't think that was part of the plan.
Baker's an assistant professor of public health at Elon University. She says that and her experience as a member of the state's African-American Black community response team to address COVID-19 disparities has made her think more broadly about the decision to return to in-person instruction. She says if Ariana stays home, it will limit the number of people in the school building, keeping educators, school workers, and even families safer.
I think our decision was really about the well-being of our community over an individual family need. And I say that in the context of like having local family who live here, you know, who can help and support.
Part of what makes it possible for Ariana to stay home the rest of the school year is that Baker's parents live nearby and help watch her every Wednesday. Baker isn't alone in planning to stay remote. In a survey of Durham school parents from the district, 51% said they preferred remote learning for the rest of the year. For another parent in that group, Amber Mosier, it's also a tough call.
Even play dates, most of his play dates have been Zoom play dates. So it's been tough being a single kid and being isolated.
Her son Wyatt is an only child. Mosier has set up a workspace for him, and Mosier's sister, who lives with them and works from home, is able to step in and help when Mosier is away for work as a hospice nurse.
You know, we're pretty lucky and privileged that we have these resources, and I know not everyone has that. Which is why I'm hoping we'll give the opportunity to children who don't have the same kind of privilege and setup to be able to go back to school.
Not all families are as fortunate or as flexible. In Durham school board meetings, members have shared stories of parents who have to leave their young children at home alone while they go to work in person. In the survey of Durham parents, at least 39% wanted in-person learning for the rest of the school year. It's even higher among families with elementary school students. That was Allison Parker's choice. She works at a nonprofit, and even though she can work from home, she has to be on phone calls and in Zoom meetings all day. Now, she and her daughter Chloe have gotten into a rhythm. But back in August, Chloe, who's in third grade, was missing classes regularly.
She is a very shy and demure child and isn't very experienced in computer literacy at 8 years old. So I just believe that she will improve if she is receiving the information in person.
Parker says Chloe's grades have suffered. And while she knows in-person learning this year isn't going to look like it would have in 2019, she wants to see if it helps.
I am one of the people, obviously, that could probably keep my student home. But that is for the reasoning is financial and childcare. I am not weighing those options. This is academic.
One thing many parents, administrators, and board members have agreed on is that each family needs to be able to make the decision that's right for them without judgment. Cole Del Charco, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.